Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our Newsmakers podcast here at ACHRnews.com. This is Business Management Editor Matt Bishop, and today we're chatting with Mike Haynes, the president of AC for Life, about new and exciting innovations in the world of ductless air conditioning. In this podcast, you'll find out more about ductless. Haynes has been in the game a long time, so he's a good man to talk to about this topic. We'll see you on the other side. And we are now pleased to be joined by AC for Life President Mike Haynes here on the Newsmakers Podcast. Mike, how are you doing today?
Very good. How are you?
I am doing well. And, of course, we are here talking about ductless systems, and you're the man to talk to about those. So, Mike, first off, before we get into that, though, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
I've been in the air conditioning business about 25 years, and we sell a lot of the Mitsubishi residential M-Series and P-Series ductless systems. Actually won the Mitsubishi Dealer of the War, the Ductless Dealer of the Year Award 2 years in a row here in Florida. So it's something we're very familiar with, and it's something we feel there's a big future for, not only here in our local area, but across the country.
Yeah. Now, you run two companies, and tell us about those as well.
Yes, we're a product distributor as well. We distribute the products from our website to dealers and consumers around the country, and then we also have our local installation division where we sell and install all sorts of unitary products, light commercial, residential, do demand service agreements, all the stuff that a local contractor would normally accomplish.
When a contractor makes a decision to go into a certain side of the business, of course, we see a lot of people that are adding new services to their lineup that they feature. Things like duct cleaning and things like that. But when you decided to get involved with ductless, what made you decide to do that? What was the impetus to do that?
Mainly it's for the consumers, because there's a lot of problems that can be addressed with the ductless solutions that a lot of dealers don't even put into their repertoire simply because it's just not something they're familiar with. Bonus rooms upstairs where there's a problem with, you know, not enough cooling, you can easily address that with a ductless system without having to put a separate central system in up there. Music studios, master bedrooms. We've done whole houses with them. We did a house over on the coast where we did pulled out a 5-ton central system and put an 8-zone Mitsubishi in, because that's what the customer decided they wanted. They wanted to have the zone control instead of just one thermostat. They can control each room in the house individually, and they're very, very satisfied with it.
Yeah. Now, is there, obviously you operate out of Central Florida, is there something that makes ductless an easier solution for people in your area?
Well, simply because they're very easy to install. I had a crew just left here this morning at about 8 o'clock, and they were back by 1:30. They had installed a complete Mitsubishi system. So they're easy to install. The customers like them. They're very energy efficient. Probably the most reliable system I think I've ever dealt with. So they have a lot of benefits because they solve a lot of problems for customers without having to swap out the entire central system or get up there and cut holes in the ceiling and add ductwork.
Mm-hmm. Now, how has ductless changed since you started?
Well, there's a lot more options. When I first started, you had single zone systems, then they went to the dual zone, then they went to tri-zone. Now they're up to 8, 9, 10 zone systems. In other words, you have one outdoor unit, as many as 8 or 10 indoor units off of one system. SEER ratings have skyrocketed up into the 20s. They have a wider array of indoor products available, such as the horizontal ducted. In other words, they actually took the ductless systems. They have little tiny air handlers you can put in confined spaces and run 3 or 4 ducts off of that, so you can actually do 3 small rooms or 4 small rooms off of one indoor unit. And then they've got the ceiling cassette where the indoor unit actually recesses into the ceiling. They've got ceiling mounted, meaning that the indoor unit actually mounts exposed on the ceiling, and then, of course, the traditional wall-mounted system. So they've come a long way as far as what they offer.
And how do you personally stay on top of all the latest and greatest that's coming out?
Training. you got to go to the training classes and keep up with it. Read the product brochures, and just see what manufacturers and dealers are doing around the country. But the main thing to it is just staying up with what the manufacturer's offering in the way of training on the products.
Has there been anything that's come out in the last few years or that you see on the horizon that's really surprised you and said, wow, I didn't even know this was possible?
When it comes to ductless systems, I don't think there's anything that's really a game changer that's right on the horizon that I've heard of in the next 2 or 3 years. The one thing I do see is that I think within probably 10 to 20 years, you're going to start seeing more and more the market share for these ductless systems will continue to grow simply because of their energy efficiency, their reliability, and also the fact that you can zone your house. You know, if you've got 8 or 10 rooms in the house, you can completely and totally control every room in that house individually so that you have much, much better energy efficiency. And I think some of the manufacturers are coming out with reduced-price inverter compressors. I heard Daikin is coming out with a solution that's going to be an inverter compressor, but they're going to try to price it in the 13-SEER non-inverter range. So I don't know exactly what the outcome of that's going to be, but I've heard that's something that's in the progress.
Now, you mentioned, you know, the rising market share for ductless, but obviously it's still a lot less than your standard units. So, you know, how do you go in the homes and sell ductless to people that maybe haven't heard of it? How do you convince them on it?
Well, the thing about the ductless systems, if you're doing an entire home, it's a little bit different because, honestly, that's not happening a lot now because they're not less expensive. They're more expensive. Mm-hmm. In other words, if we're going to go into a house and pull out a central system, the ductwork, and then put an 8 or 9 zone Mitsubishi system in, they're going to be spending tens of thousands of dollars to do that. So it's not a real popular solution at this point to pull out a central air conditioning system and replace it with a ductless system. And I don't think you'll start seeing a lot of that until the prices until the prices are reduced a little bit through some advancements in technology. But that's why I said 10 to 20 years, because I think in order for them to get competitive on price, they've got some manufacturing changes they're going to have to go through. But it's something they're looking at. And customers are doing it now, but only the customers that are really, really value-driven and energy efficiency conscious and carbon footprint conscious and that sort of thing, because they're going to spend 2 to 3 times on a whole house ductless system than they would on even a high efficiency unitary product from any of the major manufacturers.
So with that said then, what's the market like out there for ductless right now that you've seen, and what type of customers are most interested in getting it?
The customers that see the advertisements on television, all the different manufacturers, Fujitsu, Mitsubishi, Daikin, they run a lot of advertisements now, so customers see these things and they're interested in them. But I would say that the main customer is a customer that has a hot or cold room that they're trying to, you know, solve a problem in, and like a master bedroom that doesn't get enough cooling, and, you know, they're running their air conditioner at 72 degrees at night to keep their master bedroom 74. So they're having to, you know, waste energy to keep one room cool. So I think people like that are buying those systems. A lot of people that enclose garages, I hear a lot of that. People will enclose their garage and put a fitness center or an office space in or something like that. The ductless systems are extremely popular for that. And then there's guest houses, single room additions. Those are the most common ones, I would say.
Now, obviously, you've been in the ductless game for a long time now. What advice would you have for your fellow contractors who aren't selling this right now but would be potentially interested in getting into it?
I would say just get in the game. You know, more importantly than anything else is just get in the game and learn the products and talk to your ductless rep, whoever that may be, because there's a market for it. There's no question. I don't understand why a dealer wouldn't be involved in ductless, because it's something that he can offer his customer that is going to solve problems for them that they're going to be highly satisfied with. So I would say that if you're not in it, just get out there and find out the products. They're easy to install. They're easy to learn about. They're easy to sell. So there really is no reason not to be offering them.
Is ductless really something that you're happy that you got involved with, kind of on the ground floor, so to speak?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I remember back in the 90s, I was a sales rep for a local contractor here in Orlando, and I was the only one selling them. I'd go to a customer's house, and I'd tell them about it, and they'd say, well, gosh, nobody else mentioned that. And they'd bring it up to another dealer, and the dealer would say, well, I don't even know what that is. So I had it myself back then because the customers loved them. And it was just very beneficial to them, and I saw the value immediately when I first. I always like something that's different and new, and sometimes different and new doesn't always work out in the long run. But these had been around long enough overseas; they've been used in Europe for 35 years, so it's not like it's a brand new product. It's just new to us over here in the States.
You know, that's very interesting to me, Mike, because I'm curious, what made Douglas stand out to you so much at that time when it really wasn't gaining a lot of foothold with other contractors?
Well, I was always looking for a way to separate myself from competition, and to this day, that's something we do. We always look for a way to find a different and better way to do things for our customers. And I don't know where when I first ran across Douglas Systems, but I remember just being instantly intrigued by the Douglas Systems when I saw them. And I tried a few out. I sold a few to customers, and I absolutely loved them. They were very, very energy efficient. They were reliable. They were easy to install. So I just found it as a way to separate myself from my competition.
All right, Mike, we'll wrap it up here with one last question. For the people that are curious about what you do, they can go to acforlife.com, and what are they going to find there?
Well, they got I got two websites. My local contractor site is myorlandoairconditioning.com, and there they're going to find, you know, our local business where we help customers with solving problems. In other words, we have system pricing displayed on our website. We offer money-back guarantees on everything we do. And then, of course, acforlife.com is our distribution website where we sell a lot of Mitsubishis from that website as well.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you very much for your time today. We truly appreciate it, and good luck going forward.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Mike and learned a little bit more about ductless technology. Thank you for listening, and we encourage you to join us for our other Newsmakers podcasts, which are available to download for free on iTunes and at achrnews.com. For the news, I'm Matt Bishop.